Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I want to tell y'all a story about this man named Human. His last name is Race. I've seen a lot of things happen to this dude, you know what I'm saying? Heard about him all my life.
That's Jay.
Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face with his weakness. Somebody gave him a deal. He thought he couldn't resist. Without this, he thought he wouldn't exist. So he had decisions to make. His daddy warned him, son, don't listen to snakes. They wanna harm you. But he went his own way. It was the wrong way. He thought he had a better deal with the only. Making a feel, but still, it was only a trick to conceal. He was really a phony. Things started happening. Human lost his power now. It's a new day, a new time, a new hour now. Evil can devour now. But I wonder what happens next when Christ comes and brings all the power.
Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face. Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face with his weak human race. Had a baby and made a whole lot of him. Encounter the snake that try to bother them. God tries to father them. Evil wants to martyr them. God makes it easy, but the world makes it hard for them. So they got choices. So they hear voices. Live dirty or clean like Roland and Royces. Throw away the choices that do not really matter. And factor in the fact that God loves them through the battles. And I've seen too many battles and I've seen too many scattering from the word of God and wonder why their life is shattering. Cause they keep listening to the devil slattering. Instead of the guy who made earth, Venus, or Pluto, and Saturn. Excuse me, Saturn. I pray that human race gets on the right pattern and turn from his wicked way. Cause when God comes back, he gon' wish he had time. Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came back. Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face. Let me tell you about this man named Jesus. Other name Christ. Other name Savior. Other name Life. Other name Breaker. Other chains right. The Lord remains faithful when others ain't right. Yeah. Call his name when you need him. You need him, you call him. Blessings fall down like the leaves in autumn. Matter of fact, oh yes, you can leave your problems. Get his feet and he'll show you how to sweep the bottom. He'll wipe all your sins away. Doctor, lawyer. You don't have a job, then the Lord will employ you. Then turn around and give you a kingdom business. Then help human race so you can be a witness. I'll tell you about his father. His name was Mercy. Thank God he chose not to restrain his mercy. The human race would have been laid in the flames, but grace gave him a chance to live. That's why I'm praising that name. Tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face. Let me tell you about this man named Human. Last name Race. Father's name Mercy. Mother's name Grace. Others can't take or replace his uniqueness. One day he came face to face with his weakness.
Yeah. I wonder what's gonna happen to human race. I guess the story's to be continued. Keep on looking forward, though. We're going to be watching him. Hope he ends up in the right place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, what's crackling? You're now tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out much, much love to all those that's listening, man. Re-up in here. today's topic, carried or buried. You know what I mean? Carried or buried. And we're coming from Luke, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 19. Carried or buried. You know what I mean? Talking about when you pass away from the earth. You know what I mean? Will you be carried away by the angels to heaven, or will you just be buried and maybe dragged away by the demons to hell? You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. We're going to get into it. But before we do, let's open up with prayer. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for giving us another day and another opportunity to come before you and your people. Father, pray that you would just come in and take over the whole broadcast, Father. We truly do this for your glory. So we now decrease so that you may increase in us. Have your way. Let your will be done, Father. I pray that you would water the seed that we'll be planting today and let it produce a great harvest for you and your kingdom. And I pray that you will send more spirit and truth worshipers into your harvest, Father. You say the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. So I pray for more laborers, Father, like Christ said. Ask that you would send down your anointing, let your presence be known. And please, just be pleased with our praise, Father. Get all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. But show, yeah, we up in here, man. Today's topic, carried or buried, man. Like I said, we coming from Luke, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 19, you know what I mean? But yeah, carried or buried, when your life ends on this earth, will you be carried away to heaven by the angels? When your life ends on this earth, will you be carried away to heaven by the angels of God? Or will you be buried by humans? And then dragged off by fallen angels or demons to hell. You know what I mean? Because if you're carried away by the angels, if you die in Christ, and you're carried away by angels, if you die without Christ, you must have to be carried away, you know, dragged away to hell by the fallen angels, which are demons. So if you die in Christ, you're carried away by the angels to heaven. Die without Christ. And in hell, you will lift up your eyes, and we're going to look at that in Luke, the 16th chapter, like I said. So God says, I lay before you life and death. And then he tells you to choose life, but he doesn't make you do it. You know what I'm saying? I lay before you life and death. And then he tells you to choose life, but he does not make you do anything. You know what I mean? It's all up to you. You will not be able to blame anyone else for your decisions if you fail. Because God lays out life and death before all of us. You know what I mean? Then he tells us to choose life, but he doesn't make us do anything. He gives us free will. So you choose. So if you're carried away by the angels when you die on earth, then you will be comforted. If you're carried away by the angels when you die on earth, then you will be comforted after you die. And if you reject Jesus, then you will end up in the place of torments and discomfort every moment for eternity. So choose life. You know what I mean? Choose life. And we up in here, man. So before we jump into this thing, like I said, we're going to be coming from Luke, the 16th chapter. Coming from Luke, the 16th chapter and starting at verse 19. But let me bring my other host up in here. Young G, what's cracking with you, homie?
You already know what it is, King. What it is, man. Yeah. What's going on, God's people, man? It's your home in Genesis, man. AKA God's youth need education, so I speak, man. You know what I'm talking about? You know, when hip hop meets Christ, Blog Talk Radio. What it is. Hey, man, I'm anxious to get into this topic, man, because it's very interesting. And I'm excited because we get an opportunity to share a topic that people probably don't normally think about on a normal day-to-day or week-to-week basis. So I'm excited to get in here, man, to see what God going to say, you know what I mean, to us or through us or however he wants to do us. You understand me?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. So, yeah, without further ado, let's go ahead and jump into these scriptures, man. Let's go to Luke, the 16th chapter. We're going to start at verse 19. You know what I mean? And we're going to read verse 31. We highlight verses on Saturday. But as always, we ask everybody and encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't rely on us on Saturday. Don't rely on the preacher on Sunday. You got to get into that Word for yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? 7 days a week. You know what I mean? How much of your time are you spending with God? So we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to highlight a couple of verses for you, a few verses today. But let's start at Luke, the 16th chapter. Starting at verse 19, today's topic, carried or buried. You know what I'm talking about? Carried or buried. Looking at the story of the rich man and Lazarus, we're going to look at, you know, more than this, but we're going to start off right here. All right, verse 19, Luke chapter number 16 says, there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day, had the latest name brand fashions and everything, living luxurious, lavish. Verse 20 says, but there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate. He living luxurious. This man, he begging. He living, you know, he outside his gate. All right? At the rich man gate. Verse 21 says, desiring. The beggar, he was desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. So he was in a very bad condition. And this other dude, the rich man, who had all the means that to help the man, could help the man, right outside his gate, looking over the man, though. Very bad condition. He desiring to be fed from the crumbs. The rich man don't even want to give him no crumbs. That's the same thing we be experiencing now. You know what I'm saying? Swallow a camel and squeeze out a gnat. That's what Christ said about him. All right, but let's continue to read verse 22. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, carried by the angels. The rich man also died and was buried. There it is, carried or buried. Verse 22, Luke chapter 16, I'm going to read it again. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. That's all to say about the rich man. When he died, he was buried. The beggar died, he was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, to heaven. Verse 23 says, and being in torments in Hades or in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. So the rich man looking, verse 23, he's in torment. He in hell. He lifted up his eyes. Both of them died. The beggar and the rich man died. Now the rich man, verse 23, is in hell. He can see Abraham and Lazarus, who was always at his gate. Now he can see them. Verse 24 says, then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Oh, rich man begging now, ain't it? Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. Oh, my goodness. So now the rich man begging. You know what I mean? Let's continue to read. But Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. Look at your neighbor and say, payday is coming. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Payday is coming. All right?
Payday coming.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Let me read verse 25 again. But Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise, Lazarus, evil things. See, it seems like when you follow Christ, a lot of evil things happen to you, but it's not evil because all things work together for your good. Look at Lazarus. All the evil things. He's begging. But now, at the latter part of verse 25, it says, but now he is comforted. You will be comforted one day. You will be carried away by the angels one day to heaven, your eternal resting place, for those of us that follow the Christ and those that choose to follow Christ. So it says, now Lazarus is, he is now comforted and you are tormented. Verse 26 says, and besides all this,
between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So they was talking to each other. But he said, besides all this, in verse 26, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from there to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. And the gulf is like what, water? Or is it land? Gulf. Water. So it's divided by a big gulf there. You know what I mean? So those that even want to pass from there cannot pass, and nor those that want to pass from here can pass to there. Verse 27 says, then he said, I beg you. Look at that, the rich man begging. The first shall be last, the last shall be first. Then he said, I beg, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. Rich man begging now. But the beggar sat outside your gate all the time, begging to be, I'm talking about just desiring the crumbs. Didn't want a lot of, he just said, let me get the crumbs. You know what I mean? But now, he's confident, and now the rich man begging. Verse 27, then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. And that's what hell is. You know what I mean? It ain't just a state of mind. It's an actual place as well. It can be a state of mind, but it's an actual place as well. You know what I mean? But this place of torment, hell. Verse 29, and this is after that. They said that both of them died up there in verse, 22. The rich man and Lazarus died. That's from the earth, though. So after they died, this is the conversation and everything that's going on after they dead. To go to show you that there is a resurrection. Matter of fact, Jesus is the resurrection. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I feel my help coming on, young G. Yes, sir.
You already know. You already
yes, sir.
Know.
I know you're ready, too. I know, know you're ready. Let me, I got a few more verses right quick. Let me get it. For I have five brothers, verse 28, Luke 16. For I have five brothers, it's the rich man, that he may testify to them, won't Abraham to send Lazarus back from the dead now to tell his brothers they're still living. For I have five brothers that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. As a matter of fact, folks that might be down there now begging, the same thing that Jesus is saying now, they have the Bible. Let them believe the Bible. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear him. They have a Bible. They better believe the Bible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's controversy. The most controversial book. But it's the most accessible book over here in America. The most powerful book as well. You know what I'm saying? Verse 30 says, and he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. That's what he's saying. That's what the rich man's saying. If one goes to them from the dead, they'll repent then. Because, you know, this world we live in, they want signs. They want wonders. The devil know that humans want signs and wonders, so he sure giving it to them. God has that still small voice. He says, I am who I am. I ain't got to prove jack. I
ain't
got
to prove nothing to you. Yeah.
That right, I am. You know what I'm talking about? You exist because of me. Verse 31, then I'm about to push play on you, young G. But he said to him.
What chapter you in now?
I'm in Luke chapter number 16.
Just in case
Luke chapter number
16. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Verse 31. Verse 31. We just read from verse 19 to verse 31. Luke chapter number 16, it says, but he said to him, if they do not see the dead man, the rich man, Lazarus over there chilling. He ain't saying nothing to the rich man. Just like the rich man was up there chilling in his house on the physical earth. You know what I mean? Didn't say nothing. To the beggar, not a beggar, not Lazarus, comforted. He ain't saying nothing but the rich man talking to Abraham. Abraham talking back to the rich man. Verse 31 says, but he said to him, Abraham said back to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, if they don't believe the Bible, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. Oh, my goodness. Do y'all see that? That's why God ain't giving with the signs and the wonders. It's going to follow those who believe. But it ain't going to just do it just so you can believe. It's going to follow those that already believe. What he told? He said, blessed are the ones. He told Thomas, blessed are the ones that believe and don't see. You know what I'm saying? So he said, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. So even if they don't believe the Bible, they ain't going to believe if one's coming back from the dead because they're hard, already hard. They'll believe for a time being and then quit. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But, yeah, what's happening? You tune into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Shout out much love to all those that's listening to today's topic, carried or buried. You know what I'm talking about? Young G, what's happening, man?
Hey, man.
What's your play on, y'all?
We got to go on in, man, and really get on down into this thing one more time, man. And again, if you just now tuned in, man, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. We're coming out of Luke, you understand me, chapter 16, starting at verse what, King?
Verse 19. We started at verse 19.
It came all the way down to verse 31.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Check it out. So catch
the revelation, man, right quick. All right. Right here now, we got a clear illustration, picture perfect clear, to draw imagery in the human mind so that we can visualize a realistic occurrence, so to speak. Now, here we are in the Bible days, thousands of years before our existence physically here on earth, meaning you and I, Oasis, and everyone else that's listening to this broadcast, because if you was physically on this earth during the time this Bible was written, then we definitely need to hear from you. You definitely need to call 714-202-9959, because if you was walking this earth in the physical form in the day these scriptures was written, then we definitely got to hear from you. Again, 714-202-9959. If you know somebody that was walking the earth back then, you need to hit us up and fill us in then. So check this out. This is how awesome God is. You know what I mean? This is how awesome God is. God is able to take what was existing way back then, because Ecclesiastes teaches us, King, that there is nothing new under the sun. Everything that is being done has already been done, and in the future years it will be done again. You understand? So I'm inclined to focus a little bit more on this as it relates to past, present, and future tense, because this same illustration is occurring right now in our generation and in our day and time, and the same example will be displayed sometime in the far future, I'm 100% sure of. Now, what we have here is a classic tax bracket. You would agree, right, King O?
I feel you.
Classic tax bracket. We have your rich and your poor. Now, you have your poor that has been broken to the point of humility, to a point where there is no, put it like this, I ain't too proud to beg, like the song say. I ain't too proud to beg. I wonder where they got that from. You understand? I wonder where we got that I ain't too proud to beg mentality from. See, this man right here was broken to the point of humility to where pride didn't exist because he was begging. He made it all the way to a – he didn't go to a table that was in his same condition because he knew that the situation could have possibly remained neutral because the person in his condition couldn't have fed him or given him crumbs off of the table because he ain't had nothing on the table. So this man was wise enough to know that even in his humility, if he could at least reach an area – of harvest, so to speak. If I can at least make it to an area of harvest, then maybe he said, if I can make it to an area of harvest, then maybe I can catch some of the overflow. So he made it to a fruitful table, and he made it to a fruitful man, and he begged and he pleaded for that man not to give him out of his abundance or increase, not to give him out of his last, or not to give him a large portion. But all he asked was, can I just have the overflow? Can I just have the extra that spills off the table?
Right.
That
I'm going to
track. Can I eat off the flow? I'm that broken. I'm that low. Nobody else can help me. Everyone else has denied me and turned me down. And I've made it all the way to this point to where I can see the miraculous wonder of being fruitful and plentiful. All I want is a piece. And the rich man, because he forgot that it was the Lord God that is almighty. He trusted in his almighty riches.
You're right.
And he had the opposite of what the beggar had. The beggar had humility. The rich man had pride. cried. This is what I get. This is the revelation me downloading in my mental right now. See, the rich man was full of pride. He was full of pride. So he was already mentally, he was being carried by his riches. See, so he had no need to be carried by God. In his mind, he was carried by his riches. His riches was almighty. So now, hey, I have arrived. You need to go and arrive because I ain't finna reach back and help you arrive. Ain't that similar to what we deal with today? I done did what I had to get what I got. Well, I done inherited what I inherited. I'm sorry you inherited none. Go and get you some because I got me mine. I'd rather waste it foolishly than to sow it and invest it in the hands or in the lives of people that really need it. Can you dig it? All right. Now, Jimmy, what are you saying, man? What are you talking about, man? He's yapping. The people that's listening, but first of all, this ain't me yapping. This is the Spirit of the Lord yapping because I ain't smart enough to say words that are coming out my mouth. I'm just letting you know that out of COP. You dig it? Come on, God. Give me more revelation. All right. This is where we at now. We see an illustration of pride and humility. And we see a present day sense of obligation, meaning that today those of humility or those that are poor or those that are beggars, so to speak, they have to they feel like they, or those that are have not, they feel like they got to grovel and beg or what have you in the situation. But this is what God is showing us. Don't be fooled by what's temporary. You understand what I'm saying? This don't be fooled by what's temporary. See, mm-hmm. All we can see with these eyes is temporal. See, the humble man, the poor man thought that this is what's important. I got to get what I got to get right now. You understand? And the rich man thought that, okay, because I'm wealthy and because I am established here on this earth, I am forever established. I'm good. I'm straight. But see, he forgot that it was an illustration that was written in his word of God that the last to be first. And at the first to be last, now we have a situation where they're broke. They both made it to the same destination, like Solomon illustrated in Ecclesiastes. We have the same destination. So chasing riches is vanity. It's pointless. Despising the poor is pointless. Being prideful and boastful is pointless because we all going to face the same destination on judgment. So this is judgment for the rich man and for the poor man because now God had exalted that poor man. God has lent a helping hand to that poor man because now he is established in an eternity. He's established in an eternity, whereas the rich man was established in a temporary situation. But now Lazarus being carried is not only edified, but he also was used. He was used as an example to the rich man because now the rich man is begging and pleading in the same situation. Huh? Maybe this will help. Like Tony Stone said, I'm going to make you feel the pain. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this will help. God said, I'm going to make you feel his pain. I'm going to make you feel what it's like to be oppressed. I'm going to make you feel what it's like to be a have-not. I'm going to make you feel what it feels like to be rejected, disliked, talked about, and disrespected. You understand what I'm saying? He said, I'm going to show you this, and I'm going to put my hand in this situation. And in the same time, God, you touch that man's heart because now he's praying, God, go and send him so them other folks will believe. God, send somebody back from the dead so these other folks will believe because I believe now. But it took him, it took the inevitable for him to believe. And he's wanting to convince another nation of people to believe. And he said, God, if you send somebody from the dead, they're going to believe. But check this out, though. What did Abraham tell them?
Believe the word.
If they didn't believe then, how they going to believe now? If they didn't believe this, how they going to believe that? The same thing Christ said. See, those of us that are begging and pleading with those that are so-called successful on this earth, those of us that's begging and pleading for them, we actually have something that they should be begging and pleading for. But they don't have to beg and plead because God gives us the spirit of giving. See, we got what they don't got. Because, see, the thing that we have, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So if in the world they praise this almighty dollar, and in our spirit and from the depths of our soul, we serve our almighty God, and then we know we thank this almighty God and an almighty dollar. So the revelation that my Father is downloading to me from heaven right now is that you better put the focus on the almighty God because when your almighty dollar can't save you, for you before him.
That right. That right.
Yeah.
That right.
One more time for your mind, man. This is where hip hop meets the Christ. Cherry the Berry.
Talking about.
I'm Genesis, man.
Yes, sir.
AKA God use me to educate me so I speak. Oasis over there. What it is, King.
Yeah.
For Dane,
yes,
my
sir.
God.
Yes, sir. Carry the berry. Carry to heaven by angels when you die on earth. Carry to a place of comfort. You know what I'm saying? The place of eternal bliss. Yeah, it's real. Or you're going to be buried, huh? Which one? You choose. Buried. That, I mean, dragged to hell by the fallen angels or the demons, man. You know what I'm saying? The place of dishonor. But remember, God created you for honor. And then that's another thing that's going to continue to play back in your head. Imagine that, man. All the time that God came to you and said, choose Jesus, and you rejected Jesus. That, I'm talking about all that. Just keep coming in your head. Skin burn off, grow back, all that. A place of eternal torment. You need to say the worm don't die there, too. You know what I mean? The place of eternal torment. Then, matter of fact, hell gets thrown into the lake of fire. You know what I'm saying? So picture hell being a big garbage bag outside of heaven. Because they were talking. They were having a conversation. The rich man, when he died and was over there in hell, and Abraham, who was in heaven, the Abraham's bosom, representing, you know, heaven, the place of rest for, you know, the people that believe in Christ. So they was having a conversation. So picture hell being a big garbage bag outside of heaven, man. God's garbage bag, you know what I'm saying? It ain't his will that any of us should perish, but hey, he wants us to choose Jesus, but that's the only way you get to him. The only way you get to be on this side, the only way you get to be in relationship with God is through Jesus the Christ. I don't care how much studying you do, how much research, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says believe. The Bible, I'm talking about it been attacked and everything, and it's been proven to be true, and it's still here. You know what I'm saying? It still ain't went nowhere, no matter what, no matter who tried to get rid of it. But, yeah, picture hell being a big garbage bag outside of heaven. The trash man comes, he gets the garbage. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. Hell gets picked up and thrown into the lake of fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, my man work over there, you know what I'm saying? He know about going to the landfill for the host over there, you know what I'm saying? So the trash man come and they take all the trash and go to the landfill. Then they got bulldozers over there and they do what they do. You know what I'm saying? This, that, and the other. So, but hell itself gets picked up and thrown into the lake of fire, and that's for eternity. So choose life. Choose Christ now. You know what I'm saying? Get this Jesus. There is a resurrection. As a matter of fact, Jesus is the resurrection. Uh-huh. He is the resurrection. That right? That right? Whoa, man. I'm talking about the phone lines are blowing up. We got three calls. Okay. We got three callers. We're going to open up the mic one by one. Let the first caller come on. We appreciate it. Shouts out. Much love to everybody that's listening. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Today's topic, Carry the Berry. We will tell you. We appreciate everybody calling in and everything, man. So we're going to open up the microphone. You on live When Hip Hop Meets Christ. What's cracking?
Yes.
404-207.
Hello.
Hey, that's Wanda. What up, Wanda?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful listening to the broadcast, and I just want to say that it is better to live than to die. And like you said, you can choose. You have the free will, and all you have to do is choose Christ. But people don't want to choose Christ. They want to choose eternal hell. And they don't realize that the world is what Satan wants you to believe is real. But it's going to perish, and it's going to go away. But Jesus and
right.
And heaven is eternal life, eternal happiness, eternal feeding, eternal riches, eternal wealth. So all you do is make your life better by choosing life. Or you choose death. Like you said, you can be living or you can be buried. One or the other.
That's right.
And the one thing about it is, if you don't choose life, That's where you will end up, in the garbage bag outside of the heaven that Jesus created for all of his children.
Amen.
That's all you got to do is choose God.
Absolutely.
Choose life.
Absolutely.
And I just wonder every day, why do people choose death? They choose death.
Yeah. Mm.
They choose to live the life and believe that Satan has their back and that their riches means more than God and that their clothes and their money is what they need when all they need is Jesus.
Okay.
No job,
okay. Yeah.
No other riches on this earth can take you to heaven, can
Absolutely.
Make you live and have life. Everything else will pass away, but the kingdom of God will never pass away. Okay.
I have a question for you, Wanda.
Yes.
Now, check this out. Now, those of us that have, let's call it favor, those of us that have been favored enough to have been given spiritual revelation and discernment of the true gospel, which is defined as the good news, with this
yes.
good news of Jesus that we talked about. Now, those of us that have been favored with this gift and this anointing and this, and that has gone through turbulence and gigantic, enormous, colossal struggles to get the anointing, to teach, not just gifted, but given the anointing. Do you feel as if we have an obligation as to every opportunity we get to enlighten others to grab a hold of this same favor that we have?
Yes, I know we do. You know, he put us here because he wanted us to be living testimonies, and he wanted
okay.
people to see the light that shines within us. We have the gift of Christ, and we chose that gift. He gave us free will to get that gift. That gift
wow.
was given to everybody. Like I just said,
mm-hmm.
some people don't choose that gift. Some people don't choose to have
yes.
the anointing. But
yes.
you and I who have faith know that we chose Christ. Christ is in our lives, and that's why he makes us manifest our spirit among people and teach them and try to lead them and guide them to go where Christ wants them to go and choose him. However, all we can do is give them the word and give them the life. They have to choose it, though. They have to say, I know, I believe. And I know that this is right. But if you don't choose that, you still can't. You can't make it. You can't make it into heaven choosing, like you said, the almighty dollar, or choosing corporate America, or choosing politics, or choosing to have the bling and the cars and everything else over Christ. You got to choose Christ first.
Right. Right.
And if you are led and to believe anything over Christ, then you're led astray.
Amen. Well, thank you, Wanda. And see, a lot of people don't believe that this broadcast is live, it's unscripted, it's unpracticed, unrehearsed. You know, so one more time, give us your name for the list. Shout out to all the listeners, and thank you for everybody else that's holding on call. We're going to get you in a minute. Let us know your name and where you're calling from, Wanda.
I'm Wanda Griswold, calling from Decatur.
All right, then. You know what it is, man. Yeah. DEC, man. The deck. East side in the house. What it is, man. When hip hop meets the crack. King, oh, what it do?
Good show. Yes, sir. Appreciate you tuning in to one. Much love to you, man.
Much
All right.
Love.
Next,
Much
we
love.
Going to, who we got? 803. I think that's Carolina. I think that's the homie over easy. 803. You on live.
What's up? What's up, fellas?
What's up,
Hallelujah.
King?
What's happening, King? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's been a while, ain't it? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
but man,
all the way
y'all own it today, man. You know, when I just woke up just a little while ago, and I seen a message, brother, hit me. I said, man, I ain't really doing nothing today. I can just roll over and get up on this phone with him. And so, man, you know, the Lord, when I heard y'all talking, I'm like, now, how they going to talk about something, Lord, you've been talking to me about for, like, the last 2 weeks?
Uh-oh.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, you know,
uh-oh,
and see the thing, because I let her be with God leading that. Now, he said, where I am, there you will be also for glory.
Ooh.
And that means spiritually.
Ooh.
Wherever the Lord is pointing at the time, you should be there also in spirit. And so when he told them about the man Lazarus, this man was a poor beggar. Now, you know me, I'm out there with my CDs in everywhere, every city, every town.
Come on,
I'm there with my CDs pushing them. And so
absolutely.
I'm beholding the people like Jesus beheld the people. Jesus
absolutely.
Beheld how the people gave. From each city, I see how people give. So many church folk are not giving. They are not giving not even 5 cents, fellas. They won't give 2 cents. It's serious right now. It's serious, man, because I'm posted up at different stores, different shopping centers, and I'm saying, how y'all doing? Now God has got me to the point where I'm not even got a price on my CD no more. I'm just out there like, sir, you can give me 5 cents. Ma'am, I take 20 cents. I'd be like, ma'am, a little kid just walked up to me just now and got my CD for 5 cents. It was another guy came to me in a Walmart in Charleston and got my CD for one penny. Now, I'm yelling out, see, the thing is, and I hate to say it like this, but there's a lot of people even on this line. They're sitting here talking good stuff, man. They're probably even listening good. And they're like, yeah, man, that's awesome, yeah. But the truth is, you can get off this line, and you will go outside somewhere, and there's going to be a man sitting down on the floor with a sign, and you're going to be in your car, and you will drive past him, and you're going to shoot him 2 quarters. You ain't going to pull up beside him, and you're going to throw him a dollar or two. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm tired, and God is tired of it, because he said it in the Bible, charity covers the multitude of sins. He said, what is your faith without works? Faith without works is dead. He said this about action. He said, what is it being a listener of my word but don't be a doer of my word? How do you go sit up in church and shout around and hear the word and be all proclaiming Christ, then go outside and see a man struggling and you won't give him the clothes off your back? God called me to give. He called me to give until it hurts. If I got $100 and God said, I want you to walk with me into this park and I want you to go get some food and spend at least $70 on the food and keep $30 in your pocket. That's the kind of God we serve him. It's not about, Jesus Christ. You see what I'm saying? I know it sounds easy, and it sounds easy, and people be like, yeah, I hear all that, but I got bills to pay, bro. I know how to give, and to the point where I know how to take care of myself, too, so I can't really spare to give all that right there. If I keep giving to everybody, you see cash, not just your pearls before swine. They don't even understand what that means. Cast not just your pearls before swine is a spiritual reference to the word of God. That means don't be keep on trying to give somebody the word of God who got the pity mentality and they ain't even going to hear what you got to say. Matter of fact, after you finish casting your pearls before them, the Bible said they're going to trample over you. Hallelujah. They're going to talk about you behind your back. They're going to touch you and all that and give you all this old foulness out their mouth. You know what I'm saying? When you just now try to come to them in love with the word of God, they're going to reject you and talk bad about you and cut you down and gossip about you and all that. But what God said, give to every man the acts of a being, turn them not away. That's the scriptures. Give to every man the acts of thee and turn him not away. Then he said, hallelujah, those who lend to the poor, God will repay you. That's the word. He said, those who regard the wind won't sow. That means they're looking at how much money they got, and they're looking at the next time they're going to get their check, and they're looking at their light bill, and they're looking at their rent, and they're looking at their car payment, and they won't give a dollar to a homeless man standing in front of a building. See, they will give that money to a church. They'll get that money so they can see it. They'll get that money in front of people so people can see them doing their alms before men. But they won't do it in secret. God said, what you do in secret, I will see it and I will reward you. But they don't do it like that. See, they calling it yelling out Jesus. They acting like Jesus. They like to talk Jesus up. Glory to God. But when it comes down to doing stuff in secret, when it counts, When ain't nobody see you, ain't nobody see you at that store. Ain't nobody see you pull up in that car, and that man was in the middle of the highway. Come on, man, he out there, he ain't got more money than me. He said, give to every man. He said, matter of fact, don't even know, it might be an angel. He said, be careful to entertain strangers.
Because
it could be an angel. Hallelujah. It could be an angel. See, and that's the thing, man. They don't know. They think if I just got Jesus and I believe in Jesus, I'm straight. But he said, you ain't giving anything. See, your faith, your belief is continuing in his word. He said, if you continue my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Well, if you continue in his word and you read his word tell you to give. It said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom, because whatever measure you meet will be measured into you again. So if it says that, if the word say all that, and you over here shouting and praising and crying and hallelujah, Jesus, and you pray, God, just send me a husband. God, send me a wife. You know how people be praying those kind of prayers. And God, I need a house. And God, help me. And Lord, I need a good job. This job ain't good. And Lord, I need daycare for the kids that are struggling. And Lord, you crying all of these cries of prayer.
Then you walk out your house, and God gives you an opportunity to sow so that you can reap what you ask for. Because he's not just going to be giving you stuff, everything you asking him for when your heart ain't right. He said, I know your heart.
Amen.
He said, I know your heart. That's what Jesus said. He said, I see your heart, man. He said, man, he said, the treasure is in your heart. That's the problem. People, treasure is their heart. Whatever's in your heart is your treasure. He said, so your money that you're so concerned about, that's what's in your heart, so I'm going to try you about that. I'm going to see if you care more about your money, because you didn't sound good in that church when you were falling around the crowd.
And you
sound
good,
real.
And you look good, too. Yeah.
And you look good, too. You look convincing. He said, boy, all right, everybody else would think you're super religious. He said, but see, when you walk out that church, and you got some $50 or whatever little money in your pocket, you walk out, and then you see that man begging. I don't care if you see three men begging in a row. Get to every last one of them. Because the Bible says
that's
who
right.
knows which seed is going to prosper. He said it could be the seed in the daytime. It could be the seed in the evening. You don't know which one is going to prosper, the Bible says. He said, so yeah, get your seed then. And then get your seed again. You see what I'm saying? So he was trying me, bro. Like, I was about to hook up with these people. I'm not saying this to get me no credit or boasting, because I don't tell my what I do. I do it in secret so God can reward me. But every time somebody asks me now, I don't hesitate. I don't hesitate because every time I see that person, I see the word of God. My mind don't say he's going to go get him a beer. Well, the Bible says if he's going to go get him a beer, give it to him, because it's not for kings on the mule. It's not for kings to drink snow and drink wine, but give it to the man that's ready to perish, whose life's in hell. And his life ain't what he wanted it to be. And now he saw, the Bible said, let him drink and forget his and forget that and forget his poverty and forget his struggle. He said, let that man drink. So the man said, I'm going to get a beer. Give him $1.50 for the beer then. So what? Forget religious church folk. This ain't about religious church folk. Hallelujah. So give your man his money. And God said, listen, when you do this, Mario, when you do it in secret, when you don't do it, when you don't take pictures of you handing out food to the homeless and put it on Facebook, hey, glory. Oh, Jesus. When you don't run down the street and announce to everybody, look at me give. Watch me give. See, I'm giving. We feeding the homeless. We feeding the people. You already got your reward. You got praises of men coming.
Hallelujah.
He said, but when you do it in secret, when you take $100 and go buy a bunch of chicken wings and go get you a grill, hallelujah, busting it for Jesus, and go out there sucking and cook that food, and you start handing them people hot fresh chicken wings on the grill, like, well, in a homeless park, let's get it. You see? He said, now you're making a difference. Now you're impacting. Right. When a man walked up to you, he said, man, look. He said, look, man, I'm filled up with the chicken wings. I appreciate that. He said, man, you know what? He said, man, when I get this tent, he don't ask you for the tent. He just say, man, when I get this tent, man, because I got a little area. You know, the brothers up there, it's like five of them. They say, man, once you get your tent, you can come post up a bit. He said, so he's just laying out his faith. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get my tent first, and God will bless me with my tent, and then I'm going to get my job. You know, and then all of a sudden, God, the word of God came. He said, Mario, what does it mean to tell a man bless him and be him clothed and warmed and going on his way when you didn't give him what he had need of? I said, oh, Lord. I said, he said, I know you don't stab people. I know you done gave $100 to stab people and nobody see it and all that stuff. He said, but now the real test comes. After you done gave already a lot. See, right. God will test you. After you already gave a lot. When we were going to say, man, I already didn't gave, man. I gave to the other brother when I seen him with his, man. I bought the other seat from the other guy, you know. Oh, yeah, man, I paid my tithes. I paid my offerings, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but bless you, though, brother. Bless you, man. May the Lord help you sell those CDs. Oh, hallelujah. May the Lord help you with that right there. Yeah, and then they walk on. But guess what God said? He said, it's not so with you, my son. He said, when I give you good measure, I want you to give others. Because I keep on to you and I make you cut right over, that means you can run over. And all that money is a faithful steward money. If I gave you $500, I might call you to give me 300 of them. I might ask you to give me 350 of those $500 I gave you. It ain't for you to go get fresh. Deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. And I supply all your needs. You get right now, and I send somebody with those tennis shoes you need. You get right now, and I send somebody to pay that bill you need. So I said, all right, Lord. God said, buy that man a tent. Man, when this man got his tent, y'all, I mean, I'm telling you, man, you ain't never seen nothing like this in your life. I mean, the tears kind of fell down my face, man, because all these religious folks running around talking, all this Jesus talk, glory to God. They talking about Jesus, but they ain't doing nothing, man.
They ain't giving them words, but they ain't giving them what they need.
They won't give them a dollar. They won't buy nothing to eat. They won't do that. They'll talk to them, and they'll pray for them, and they'll preach over them, but they won't give them anything, man. You know, this man got his tent, fellas. I'm telling you, he got his tent, and this man turned back. He looked at my family. Glory to God. And he said, thank you. This man walked away looking at his tent, man, looking it up as he was lifting it up, as he was showing God, thank you. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. That man went outside that night and laid down in his tent. And he said, man, this ain't a one-man tent. He said, this tent can fit three people.
He's already thinking about letting somebody else in his tent.
My God. Huh. So this is what I'm saying today. Stop playing. Stop acting. Be the real man of God. Because there's real Lazarus is out here. And you don't want God to come. You don't want to get there and he's going to be like, man, I ain't never know you. Man, I gave my child. I gave my 10%. Lord, I bless you. I did great miracles in your name. He said, depart from me. You work iniquity. You work wickedness. You on the outside appear holy. Hallelujah. But inside, you're full of dead men's bones. You look good. Uh-huh. You put on a form of godliness, but you deny the power. The power is in the charity. The power is in the giving till you ain't got no more. The power is not in talking and acting. The power is in doing. So I pray right now, everybody who's hearing this message is getting real, y'all. The day is getting short. Jesus is coming back. If you ain't heard your preacher preaching that, like they said, he's coming.
Make way. He said,
worthy is the Lamb, power in his hand. Tell me, do you know, do you understand? Christ was here before, and he's coming back again. Coming back again, he coming back again. Coming back again, Jesus coming back again. He's coming back again, church coming back again. Coming back again. And he said, when I come back, let me find a man so doing. Didn't he not say that?
That's right.
I come back. I want to find you doing. I don't want to hear you talking. I don't want to hear you running around acting religious. I want to hear you. I want to find you doing. And that's the word for the day.
Amen.
Y'all do. Y'all give. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oasis. Check this out. See, didn't God speak through you a little while ago to do a broadcast? And educate the people of God that the world was waiting for the revealing of the true sons of God. Didn't we do that broadcast?
That's right.
Okay, they thought we were playing when we started screaming, being ordained by God is a movement and not for the moment. See, they thought we was playing when we said we was ready to get out here and give everything, including if it takes up to our lives, that we was ready to lay that down. They thought we was playing, then they came. Okay. So OE, see, they hear your songs on the broadcast, King, but they be hearing your voices. But see, now it's time to let them know. But see, they gotta know that this King ordained by God movement is not just in one location in Atlanta. You gotta let people know where you calling from. You gotta let these people know where you working out of, so they know that our God is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. He is in Atlanta. He is in Decatur. He is in Jonesboro and Douglas. Carolina, he's in you, he's in her. Come on, OE, let them know where you
come
from.
That's it, man. Hallelujah. And they better wake up.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, they better do it, be a doer. they better, I'm telling you, because only what you do for Christ is going to stand. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Only what you do
for Christ is going to stand.
That's right. Don't just be a hero of the word, be a doer. You know what I'm talking about? That's for real, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Today's topic, man, carried or buried. We just read from Luke, the 16th chapter, Started at the 19th verse, ended at 30th verse, first verse. We about to go to another song. We coming back. Wanda, your mic still open. Oweezy, your mic still open. Young G, your mic still open. We be back. Today's topic.
You know what
that
is.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This
yeah.
What you've been
yeah.
Praying.
Trying to run from it. You know what I'm saying? But God, yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes, sir. Today's topic, Carry the Berry, man. Let's go. We're going to go ahead and jump into the next scriptures, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, you know what I'm talking about? Evangelist Wanda on the line, you know what I'm saying? King Young Yu on the line. That Prophet O'Easy. Yes, sir. We up in there, man. Street Nitty had called in, man, but I guess he had to go run and do some multitasking or something. I told him to call back in, man, so we can get him on there, too. You know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah,
for sure.
You know, KOBG is alive and moving. Yeah.
Yeah, amen. That's what I'm talking about. There is a resurrection, man. So you don't have to fear. You know what I'm saying? Especially when you're following Christ. You're supposed to have faith. Faith kills fear. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yep.
Faith kills fear.
Yeah.
So if you're fearing, you got to get more faith in God, man. Trusting in God won't let you feel nothing because you know that you're in God's hand. You know what I mean? Jesus said, you in my hand. Then he said, you in my Father's hand, and can't nobody snatch you out my Father's hand. Can't no one snatch you out my Father's hand. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, we look forward. We look forward, right. We look forward to the coming of Christ. We look forward to death. I ain't scared to die because I already died.
Cool.
I already died. You know what I'm saying? You know, somebody born again. Yes, sir. Got to die daily, too. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about, man. So, Jesus is the life, man. But let's go ahead and jump into Matthew. Let's go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Matthew 22, and we're going to start at verse 23, Matthew 22nd chapter. Again, shouts out, much love to all those that's listening, and we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? We can only highlight verses on Saturdays. Your preacher can only highlight verses. Don't wait till Sunday. Don't wait till Saturday to open your Bible, man. You know what I mean? Open it Monday through Sunday or Sunday through Monday, however you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? But get into that Word of God every day. Matthew 22, verse 23, it says, the same day the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection. So you got a lot of folks that say a lot of stuff. But God say, you know, believe what I say. You know what I'm saying? But the same day the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection. You got a bunch of religions out here. You even got Scientology out here now and atheism, all this stuff. But we ain't giving you no religion. We presenting a relationship with God the Father to you. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection, they came to Jesus and asked him, saying, Teacher, Moses said that if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, see, they come into the Lord. Listen to this. Check this out. Listen to these words. They come into the Lord presenting the law to him. How you going to present the law to the Lord? You know what I'm saying? He Lord over all of us. That means he Lord over the law, too. You know what I'm talking about? But they come into him with the law. Moses said, you know, Moses and the prophet. Moses, you know, brought the commandments. But grace and truth came through Jesus the Christ. You cannot be saved by just keeping the commandments. Grace and truth, what Christ did for you, you know what I mean? That's what counts to God, you know what I mean? This is the only thing. Religion, let me tell you something. Religion is about us reaching up to God. What I got to do to make God happy? What I got to do to be? But see, Christ, following Christ, that's God reaching down to us. What can I do for you? What I've done for you? I can't. I sent my son. I get in a human body and come down there and go through what you go through. You know what I'm saying? You messed up, but I'm coming to give my life for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the difference in the religion and relationship. This ain't no rules and regulations. This is grace. You know what I mean? And not no greasy, goosey grace or whatever. But grace, he said if your sin abounds, then grace abounds much more. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, verse 24, Matthew 22, says, verse 25 says, now there were with us seven brothers. See, these Sadducees, they so smart, you know what I'm saying, so knowledgeable. Now, there were with us seven brothers. The first died after he had married, having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise, the second also, and the third, even to the seventh. Last of all, Jesus, the woman died also, Jesus. You could hear him being sarcastic. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her, all seven of the brothers. They died and had no children. See, they so smart, right? But look at Jesus. Verse 29, Jesus answered and said to them, you are mistaken. You're not knowing the scriptures. You know the law. You're looking for the Lord, but you ain't even recognize the Lord when he's in front of you. You are mistaken not knowing the scriptures. You got knowledge of the scriptures, but you don't know the God, the Christ of the scriptures. You don't know Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You are mistaken not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of God. See, that's what comes with it, the power of God. For in the resurrection, see that? In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. In the resurrection, I told you, there is a resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. So he told them, in the resurrection, they trying to prove that it ain't one. So he telling them, in the resurrection, just because you don't believe is, well, resurrection don't mean it's going to change. Just because you don't believe in God don't mean he ain't alive. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. You are mistaken not knowing the scriptures. In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven. But concerning the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? This was spoken to you by God Almighty, saying, I am the God of Abraham, who we were just reading about. You know what I mean? We just started off in Luke talking about, I am the God of Abraham, I am the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead.
God of dead.
But
Amen.
He's the God of the living. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. I feel something right there. Yes, sir. I feel something right there. God is not the God of the dead, but he is the God of the living. There is a resurrection. Jesus is the resurrection. You know what I'm saying? Why do you want to jump in there right quick? We going to go ahead and get some more scriptures in here. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Matthew, we're still in Matthew, 22nd chapter. Let's go to verse 35, man. Verse 35. Go down to verse 35. Let's get some more of this Jesus. Then one of them, a lawyer, the Sadducee, that's the, they write and they know stuff. Now he got to deal with the lawyer, too. Here comes the lawyer. Verse 35, Matthew 22. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, and he was testing Jesus and saying, teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? See that? Which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That goes for each one of us. This is everybody on the earth. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. I keep the commandments. Do you love, though? I do what they say, thou shalt not. I do the thou shalt not part, but do you love God, which is the first commandment now, and do you love people? All right, because watch this. Verse 39 says, and the second is like this, like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I keep the commandments. I do this and another, but do you love God and do you love people? Because when you're loving God and you're loving people, that fulfills the law. Yes, sir. That's God. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And then verse 40, if you think I'm tripping, verse 40 says, on these two commandments, loving God and loving people, hang all the law and the prophets. You're saved by grace. You're kept by grace. Yes, sir, I know you're ready, cuz. You're not saved by works. You didn't get up on the cross and die for yourself. Christ died for you. And he said it is finished. Even when you mess up today, he said it is finished back then. Grace is what saves you. Grace is what keeps you. Go ahead, young G. Go ahead. Jump on in there, bro. Why?
You already know I'm right up in there, man. I was trying my best to be quiet, man. But once again, like Jeremiah said, it's like fire.
Yes, sir.
About this love and you get to talking about this grace and you get excited in the spirit of God show up like he has through Evangelist Wanda, like he has through the prophet over there in South Carolina, O'Reason, like he always do right here with Genesis and Oasis. See, when God said, when two or three gather in my name, there am I in the midst.
Amen.
When God entered the room and when the real king into the feast. Then we got to know how to stand up. You stand up when your pastor enter the room. You clap and scream for your pastor's appreciation. Okay, this is the Holy Ghost God appreciation. Can you dig that? Can you get with that? Matter of fact, do you have enough money to buy that? I don't think so. Check this out, King. We're talking about love. Love is an action word, okay? we screaming out, we love like old Easy was saying. Ah, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, but I won't dig in my pockets for you. I love you, 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 but I won't go in my refrigerator for you. I love you, I love you, I love you, but I won't go in my closet for you. But see, right here, we found out, right? We just found out. In case you ain't heard about Christ, you done learned today, all right? Check this out. We just learned, Oasis just read to us that the first commandment. This we talking about, this, oh, first of all, in case you want to know who's saying this, this is the King of Kings. You see, we represent
right.
The kings ordained by God. You understand me? We kings ordained by God, but we kings right here. But now we're talking about the King of Kings. We're talking about the one, the only one that we bow down to. We're talking about the only one that got more power in his name that the Army, Navy, Marines, and the Armed Forces put together. Yeah, we're talking about the name of Jesus. He the one said this right here. Your pastor didn't say this. Jesus didn't say this. Oasis didn't say this. The president didn't say this. The CIA, the FBI, and whoever else think they got more power than my God didn't say this. But Jesus himself said this right here. I tell you the truth. If you got faith and do not doubt. You understand what I'm saying? Check this out. We got to have faith in the love that God has given us. We got to have faith in the love that God has given us. You understand what I'm saying? Because we just learned that the first commandment is to love who first? See, you can't tell me you love me, King, Wanda, Oasis, Oasis, and whoever else listening on the broadcast. Shout out again to you anyway, but check this out. You can't tell Genesis you love Genesis, you understand me, if you can't show it to me. You can't tell me you love Genesis if you don't, I mean, you can't tell me you love Genesis if you can't show. You understand what I'm saying? You can't say you love a God that you can't see if you can't even love the Genesis that you see every day. You understand what I'm
Amen.
Saying? Jesus has to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. Okay, that was the first commandment he gave. Why? Because it is impossible for me to love a God with all my heart, with all my soul, and all my mind if I can't love a person right here that he put in front of me to see and interact and build relationship with every day.
Mm-hmm.
How can I build relationship with the people that God put in front of me every day? The people that I see hurting, the people that I see starving, the people that I see struggling, the people that I see every day crawling to the rich man's table, begging for crumbs. How can I love a God with all my heart, all my soul, and all my might if I don't have enough compassion to give charitably to the need of my brethren? See, the illustration that we're painting right here in this topic, carry or buried. See, what that determination, whether you will be carried or buried, is determined way before we meet that final day in our destination on this planet. You understand? That decision is being made daily in our life, in our walk. You understand? And we can't be talking about it. We can't concern ourselves with looking like we righteous, looking like we holy, looking like, I don't want to do that no more. You know what I mean? I told King Oasis, I'm sick of trying to front and act like I'm holier than thou. Listen here, man. My flesh is filthy, but my spirit wants to be holy like Christ. Huh?
Right.
So every day is the war inside of me. But I will not allow nothing to separate me from that one word, the love of my Father, like Romans chapter 8. Nothing shall separate me from the love. And as long as we're connected to his love, like Oasis said, it's his love showing us he's reaching down to us with his son. He's reaching down to us with grace. As we reach up to him for a relationship, as we reach up to him in religion or whatever you want to call it, he reaches down with relationship. So I'd rather have his relationship than having my stress and trying to reach a point of religion all day.
Right.
Why? Because all he wants me to do is love him with all my heart, with all my mind, and all my soul. And then after he told me that, but first I had to get that right with him first. Because in order for me to do that, he knew I couldn't fulfill this next commandment. So I had to get a clear understanding to check this out. Information without understanding is not knowledge. It's just information. Once you understand that information, then it becomes knowledge. And that knowledge becomes wisdom, which in turn becomes power. You understand what I'm saying? So before we can do this second commandment, we had to get the love of God down in our heart. Get the love of God in our mind, that we focus on that. Get the love of God down in our soul. Why? So that we will be able to fulfill the next commandment, which was to love your neighbors as you love yourself. Because, see, if I love Oasis, I'm not going to covet his wife. If I love Oasis, I'm not going to be jealous because his car is better than mine.
If I love the Lord, I'm not gonna be mad because his anointing might appear to be more greater than mine. But see, I don't know what struggles Oasis had to go through to get his level of anointing. If I love Wanda, Evangelist Wanda on here, I can't be mad at Wanda because she lives in a bigger house than me. Because for all I know, you don't know Wanda's struggle. She might live in a pretty house, but she might be 2 months behind on a mortgage. You don't even know that. Somebody told me that the other day, and I thought about it, and that was a real revelation. So we got to love people enough to be compassionate. Like Oasis said, we're talking about we love a person, but we won't give them a down 50 because we're too busy judging. I'm talking about, all they're going to do is go buy a beer. Huh? All we're going to do is go buy a beer. So how about you give him that love? Give him love. Give him that word of God, and maybe God might change his mind about what he do with that $1.50. And if he don't change his mind with that $1.50, you, having the mind of a king, should be elevated enough to still speak a word of life into that soul. Wow, out of love. You already know, man, when he'll probably meet Christ. You talking about being carried or buried, man. You got Genesis over here, man. Genesis 1 on line over here. King Oasis, what it do, baby?
Yeah. Oasis, what up, though, man? I see you ready to jump back in there. Oasis. Unmute
yourself.
Oh, easy.
Oh, easy.
What it is?
Unmute your phone. Oh, hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, hello. Sir. Now we
hear you. Okay, yes. All right, hallelujah, man. I just want to say, man, I just thank God for y'all, brother. Man. Hallelujah. Love, man, like, it's real, G, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that finicky love that they be talking about, everybody like, I love you, nah, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't love me, you know what I'm talking about? Because if you love me, you know what I'm saying, you will show me you love me. You won't
right.
You know, me cut me behind my back and stuff like that, man. There's a lot of finicky Christians out here, man, that don't, you know, they say they love, but they don't love, man. Matter of fact, I just did a song called Cain and Abel with another brother, right? And my verse is like, they say they love you, man, but they don't really love you, man. Brother, man, fifth flow, sneaking through your window. Brothers and sisters acting envious of kinfolk. Foes of be those of his own home you didn't know, didn't grow. That's the means of part of you, man. Praise offerings you offer to my God is a shame. They only able to be violent, man, they violent as Cain. I did the best of my pray first fruit of the grain. Get my best life stopped, never blemish the lane. How you love me like a brother, yet you're killing me, Cain. My blood crying from the ground, God, I'm hearing it plain. You a fugitive, a vagabond, cursed is your name. See, you see the type of traits that the jealousy bring. How you love me like a brother, yet you're killing me, Cain. You know, it's funny, man. I'm going to give you a little scenario, okay? This is what, because I said, brothers and sisters, I said, you say you love me, but you don't really love me. Brother, man, fifth flow, sneaking through your window. So you say you love me, but then later on you're sneaking through my window. And I'm going to give you, that's like a parable. Okay, I was doing something with a sister. It didn't work out. So, bam, she kind of like got offended because, you know, I was telling her the truth. Like you ain't handling your business right. You ain't take care of things. You know, you plan this thing. You ain't put it together. You slothful in business. Hallelujah. So I told her that, right? She was immediately offended. Like, I never thought you would ever say anything like that to me. I thought you loved me, brother, and immediately God first told me, he said, see, Mario, everybody in this world, they think love is never telling you the truth. They think love is never hurting my feelings or ever, you know, love to them is sugarcoating everything that I do and never correcting me on my things that I do wrong. That's not love, y'all. No. Love for
right.
me, the person will always speak nicely to you. That's not love. He said love. God corrects those who love. He said he chastised them. He's not seen a lot. You see them? Like, and I told him, I said, listen, I came up a little raunchy. I said, but help me, I don't love you, sister. I said, give me, I can give you this, that, and other. She's like, okay, fine, that's great. And so, bam, I give her a little hug. God bless her. Thank you, Jesus. And so, bam, we sit there and we kick it. So the next day, let me show you how people do. That's how you go. They ain't loving, man. The next day, we already settled. We already let it go. Okay. The next day, I'm
phone breaking up, King.
Okay, hold on. Let's switch it up.
Okay, going in and out.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, we got Street Nitty on here too.
Can y'all hear me still?
Yeah, we got Street Nitty right now.
Okay, okay. All right, I'm gonna finish fast. Okay, so bam, I see on Facebook she was basically, you know, talking, bringing the whole subject up. This brother that. I was like, wow, Lord. So the lady said, I'm so hurt by you. I said, hold up, miss. I said, yesterday we squashed this and everything was fine.
Right.
And why are you on Facebook now tanning down? Like, I thought you forgave me and I forgave you and we moved on. And she's like, but I'm so hurt and now my kids are crying. They're afraid of you. I looked at this lady. I said, oh, wow, Lord. Me and my wife was tripping. See, the thing is, if you can't forgive somebody, how can you love them? Because the Bible say you got to forgive your trespasses and those forgive those who trespass against you.
Right.
If any man ought against you, right. If any man ought against you and he asks for forgiveness and you say you forgive him, if you go away and keep on talking, the Bible says that's a tail barrel, and you separate close friends. So that the truth is, when you love somebody for real, you're not gonna be a two-faced type person. You're not gonna say, yeah, I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? This and the other, clap hands with me. Chuck, shake my hand, give me a hug, and then walk away later on and be like, yeah, man, that dude, though, he's full of mess, man. Let me tell you something about him.
True.
That ain't love. So we got to watch that, man. We got to watch that. We saying we love people. We saying we love our brothers and our sisters in Christ, and we saying we love even our enemies. But at the same time, we going and we gossiping about them. We going and we bringing up old scars. We opening up wounds. We won't let things go, and we won't forgive. True love forgives. And they let it go, and they move on, and they don't bring it back up, and they don't throw it in your face anymore.
And then, too, true love, too, at the same time, the person that's getting all that done to them, they don't strike back either. You know what I'm saying? They still continue loving that person. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
But you got to have the Lord for it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we as humans are not going to do that. We're going to fall short. Every time.
Yes,
but yeah,
Lord.
Appreciate it.
Lord.
Yeah, stay on the line, man. Stay on the line. Let me grab the other call, man. Street Nitty.
What's going on with you, boy?
What up, Street Nitty? What it is?
Man, cool. What's going on with y'all, King?
Man, you know, glorifying the Father, man.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Just checking in right quick, man. Seeing what y'all got big business going on, man. I just really wanted to come on and salute y'all, man, because that's a real good topic y'all talking about, man. A lot of people don't realize it. A lot of people, they look at hell and they think that the devil is running hell and don't even realize God created hell for his father.
Amen.
Angel.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? You know, so I just wanted to salute y'all, and I want to salute the lady too, because the young lady's on the phone. She talked about us being witnesses, and that's the only purpose that we were really created for, you know, to glorify him as witnesses, you know. So I definitely want to salute everybody. Hey, shouts out to Old Easy, you know what I'm saying? King Genesis, King Oi.
What up,
King?
Yeah.
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something else, too, about Street Nitty, man. See, me and Street Nitty, man, we've been on an endeavor, man. We've been going out here in these streets, man, taking this gospel in the streets. And see, when you hear him speak, see, they ain't had a chance to see Street Nitty go to war. You know what I mean? Like how or the same way they ain't had a chance to see, you know, Oeezy go to war or Oasis go to war. See, they hear our song. But see, they don't understand the power of God, how we're able to go into situations where those that are supposed to be anointed are afraid to go to. See, I can witness about Oeezy. See, I can witness about Oasis.
Right.
I can witness about Wanda. I can witness about Street Nitty, myself, and a bunch of us. Because we go where typically people that's preaching the word that we preach in the modern day, they don't go where we go. But I've seen the hand of God on Street Nitty. I've seen the hand of God work through Wanda and through Oasis. Because we in the streets. Yeah. We'll go into those places where the pastor preached about. Yeah, but see, men, they say at the darkest hour, at nighttime is when
I get
when alert and all that. But see, I'm to tell you that at nighttime, see, that's when men Street Nitty be lurking, and men Street Nitty be out here going to war, and men Street Nitty be stalking the team, because we have to kill our people. And I know, and I just went, hey, King, you better let them know we ain't playing with it. What they thought, we was just playing? Come on, King.
Oh,
hey,
nah.
You better know something. We ain't
playing about this. Kingdom business
all day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the business is, man. That's what the business is. Yeah, but like I say, man, I really just wanted to come in, you know, and just salute y'all because I'm out here on a mission right now, to be honest with you. But I said, I can take some time out, you know what I'm saying, and fellowship with the brothers on the blog right quick, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, appreciate that too, man. You know what I'm talking about? Going to get it, street need it.
Yeah. And y'all keep up the good work and keep on glorifying God.
Amen.
Go ahead. Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, you said finish the statement. Love everybody. Love your enemies. Love them people that be talking bad about you. Go give them a hug. Matter of fact, go take them a piece of cheesecake. Hallelujah, glory. I'm saying,
That's right.
Do above and beyond for them. You be like, man, I love them, but I don't deal with them like that. Matter of fact, God working on my heart right now. He said, go love them, do something for them. Go out your way for them.
Right.
Hey, brother, can I give you a ride? I got a BMW. Let me give you a ride. You look hot and sweaty. Glory to God. Come on in here and feel the
right,
see how I blow. Glory to God. That type stuff. That's why God give us things, so we can be a blessing to other people.
Blessing,
so we can show
right.
love to them. So we can feed them. If they curse us, so what? Do good to them. He said that's like he might. You ain't gonna fight evil with evil anyhow. So you love them.
Right.
You love them. You love. It's hard to love them. It's hard to love people that talk trash about you.
It ain't easy.
You can lie and say it's easy, but it's not easy to go show love to somebody you know hate you. That ain't easy, man.
You're right.
We
call
it do some, but we can't do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, but we can't do like my man Oasis said. Instead of kidding, the brother King, they're telling you it's not through our own power and ability that we can achieve any of these things. Street Nitty out there, he out there doing what I be doing. That thing ain't easy. That is not easy standing outside getting all these no's from people, man, just to get a gospel CD off of somebody, a child or something. It's not easy.
Right.
But we got to learn them, even though they be nasty-spirited and mean-spirited towards us, looking down at us with their old phony religious selves, we got to love them. They souls in jeopardy. So we got to look past all that and say, you know what, Miss Lady, huh, just go take the CD and give it to your child. I don't want it. Okay, God bless you, man. You have a blessed day. They still mumbling away. They're walking away. He's talking about having a blessed day.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah, it's over, man.
Keep them
in the heart. Yeah. This is when hip hop meets the Christ, man. When hip hop meets the Christ, today's topic, carried or buried. Right now, we on that love.
Make it to Hey Joe. I'm loving it. Thank you.
Love your child,
if you don't love Jesus. Anything else is a facade. It's not real. It's Satan questioning, twisting your thoughts, making you tempted to believe something else. He tried to tempt Jesus, and Jesus answered him saying, bottom line, you don't love me, you don't love. If you don't love Lord Jesus Christ, God, with all your heart and soul and with your mind, he told this lawyer, this Pharisees, get your mind right, because you are trying to tempt. You're trying to tempt Jesus. You can't tempt me. I know. I made you. My Father created this heaven and this earth, and he created hell.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, when people love, when you love God first. And all things are added, all things. That means you'll have the faith. That means you'll be able to love your neighbor. You'll be able to give from your heart. You'll be able to give abundantly and freely. You won't have reservations. You won't have second thoughts. You won't get your mind twisted, because your mind knows the love of God. And God says, give, and it shall be given unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will it be given unto you in measures, but it will be given unto you in every way.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of people think when we're talking about giving, see, a lot of people, they restrict their thinking to monetary giving or material giving. You know, giving is way deeper. You know what I mean? When we're talking about
giving,
first of all, man, first of all, for God so loved the world, he ain't giving money. First of all, God didn't create this money.
That's true.
You understand what I'm talking about, King O? See, my God loved the world so much that he gave something that money can't buy. God gave his only begotten son, partner. So what are you giving to the
world
here in existence before we got here on this planet? What did you give that God put in you? Some of us, God gave musical gifts and talents. Some gifts God gave prophetic anointing. Some gifts he gave teaching. Some gifts he gave apostles. Some gifts he gave some people that just give someone an encouraging word. Some people he gifted with just a gift to be able to make somebody smile. All we're saying is this, bottom line, point blank, period. Father God wants a relationship with you. You know, they promote the government and they promote the military. And myself, I am a veteran of this here Iraqi freedom wartime. So speaking on behalf of the people of God, guess what? My God wants you. The government says Uncle Sam wants you. Well, over here in this kingdom of heaven, we want you. You know, we want soldiers. We want people on the battlefield that got real scars, that can really tell people that God can heal this hurt and can move those barricades out the way. We're talking about people that's been really, really rejected and really, really gone through the storm, and they can tell people that God is a lawyer in the courtroom, and that God is a lifesaver and a protector out here in these streets and behind the prison bars and in the hospitals and wherever else we suffer lack and we suffer mental abuse or depression or oppression or financial lack, whatever the case may be. We just want to let you know, man, that if you love God enough to establish a relationship with him, I promise you he's going to love you enough to keep sending people like us your way to teach you and show you which direction where you left him at. Because we ain't doing them trying to get you right back where you left him at. Right there, your first love is God. King O, what's up, though?
Right, renew your mind. You know what I'm talking about? That relationship you had before Satan, you know, tricked all of us. You know what I mean? And we listen to him instead of God. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. We gonna get into the first Adam, then the second Adam anyway. The first Adam, you know, was of the earth. The second Adam became a life-giving spirit, and that's Jesus the Christ. See, both of them were God's son. Adam was God's son. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus is God's son. Adam was created. Jesus was born. That's it. That's the truth in it. High. You know what I'm saying? So, the first Adam fell. He messed up.
Run it back.
The first Adam, you know what I'm saying? The first Adam was of the earth. And the second Adam is the life-giving spirit. And like I said, both of them, Adam and Jesus, is God's son. You know what I'm saying? But Jesus, you know, he's the Lord. He's the Lord of all, you know what I'm saying? He's the Lord, man. He's a life-giving spirit, man. So, Adam was created out of the dirt. He was created, and Jesus was born. You know what I'm saying? He was born from a virgin at that. You know what I'm saying? So he is the Lord. Check it out, bro. I like what you just said. We're just trying to get you back to him. Because he is the Lord,
But he is your God still. You know what I'm saying? He is the Lord your God. Will you activate him in your life? You know what I'm saying? So he is the Lord your God. Why don't you love him? Now, like Oasis said, see, y'all be all in the spirit. See, I'm not just talking about, yeah, I love God. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about love him like Jesus said, with all of your heart. All of your soul. With all of your mind. You know what I'm saying? Acknowledge him in all of your ways.
Right.
When you love God and people the way that Christ teaches us, then all the law and the prophets are fulfilled right there, and you love it. I'm going to say it again. When you love God and you love people the way that Christ teaches us, then all the law and the prophets are fulfilled right there. This ain't no religion. You know what I'm saying? Me not breaking the rules. This ain't none of that. Me not breaking the rules. You know what I'm saying? But me being real. Right. This is a true relationship. The true relationship. That's right. The true relationship that is gained only by accepting the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. That's what we coming with. You know what I'm saying? The devil, he on his job, got everybody believing in one devil. But then look at everybody believing in how many different gods.
Hey,
got everybody believing in one defeated enemy. He already defeated. Got everybody believing in one him. But then when it comes out to God.
I don't know about that God thing, bro. I don't know about that religion. I don't know about that Jesus thing, man. But the first thing they do when they see them blue lights behind them, the first thing they say is Jesus. The first thing they say when the judge say 10 years and they bang that gavel, first thing they say is Jesus. The first thing they say is when the doctor say, oh, you got a terminal illness, you got a disease that's going to give you an expiration date to live, you got 6 months to live, they say Jesus. But when the doctor say, oh, you're healthy and you're fine, they don't say Jesus then. When the bank says, hey, you got over 100,000, you got a million in your account, you worth 500,000, you worth 500 mil, they ain't screaming Jesus no more now. When they walk out the door, they're screaming Jesus. When they're at the other end of that barrel and they're about to see that fire explode, they're screaming Jesus, save me. They don't scream Jesus just because he is. They don't scream Jesus just because his power and his name. They don't scream Jesus just to educate somebody else on what it means. Come on, y'all. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. That's what it is.
But this is what hip-hop means, Christ. The Christ. So we got to take this hip-hop. And we got to bridge the gap. And we got to let you know that this broadcast is led by the Christ. It ain't scripted. It ain't rehearsed.
Right.
We ain't practiced for this. This is ordained by God, once again, whether you want it or not. You meet God on his broadcast. You meet the Christ on his broadcast. Why? Because Oasis get on his broadcast, and he ain't promoting Oasis. He promoting the Christ.
preaching the truth and refusing to stop preaching the truth, you will be carried away from this earth into heaven. To all of God's children, keep the faith, uplift the standard of Abba Father. Keep the faith in God. Uplift the standard, man. He said, put on the whole armor of God and stand. He didn't even say fight. Fighting the good fight of faith by what? Standing for the Lord.
Standing for the Lord.
Yes, sir. To all of God's children, keep the faith. Uplift the standard of Abba Father. We don't have to do it alone. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Somebody help me say the Holy Spirit is here, man. You know what I mean? And Jesus is coming.
Amen. Jesus is coming.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is
Hallelujah.
Coming. That's what I'm talking
Hallelujah.
About. Yes, sir.
Thank
we
you,
got
Father.
O'Easy Hallelujah. Coming back in here. We got another phone call. Hold on, O'Easy. I got your mic
Who
back
that?
Open. Let me grab 444-9990. Unmute your phone. Who is 444-990?
What
up?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
That's
what I'm talking about. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well,
that's the homie Joseph.
Yes,
oh,
Joseph. That's Junior there. That's Junior there.
What up, bro? How y'all
what up,
what's going on, man?
Man, I'm doing good, Doc, doing good. Doing good.
Yes.
Yes, I'm just
tuning in.
Y'all, man. Yes.
All right. Appreciate you tuning in and checking in, man. You know what I'm saying? We still could use the amplified version of that Bible.
Yeah.
Yes.
The amplified version of what God got to say to his people, Doc. The amplified version. Real quick, I know you got some minute. I know you started broadcast just to listen. Because God gives a word to that messenger before he gives that message to that messenger. Hey, man,
uh-oh.
What you got to say? If you got to dig down in your soul, partner, because I dare you call this anointing and not sharing it, because we know
speak
we got
life into the people, so Joseph. Speak, speak some life.
Speak,
yes, sir.
Hey, what scripture y'all trying to get?
Man, you can just say stuff this. It don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't even matter. If wherever Father leads you. You can sing something. You can sing a quick verse. You can say an encouraging word. You can read a scripture, whatever you want to do. Just let God use you right now. Bam. It ain't even got to be 5 minutes.
Catch this anointing. Catch this anointing.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me see what scripture I want to read then.
Yes, Juilliard kid. Yes, sir. Shouts out to the homie. Much love to you, Juilliard kid. Yes, sir, man. And that's all him, too, man. Sounding like Take Six. How you sound like Take Six by yourself? Good God,
I'm right. Come on, boy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Joseph, you got that scripture ready for us, cuz? What's up, man?
Man, yeah, Doc. I got a scripture, and I might have a song, too.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, then, cuz.
David said in Psalm 37, he said, fret not thyself of evildoers.
Yes, yes.
Y'all already know what that means. But, but my favorite scripture, but my favorite part of the scripture is verse 3, verse 4. And this is what I'm going to read. Verse 3 said, trust, lean on him. This in the Amplified version. Said, trust, lean on, rely on. And be considerate, be confined in the Lord, and do good, and he shall dwell in the land, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And this is the song I want to sing. And it say, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today,
She's all she cares for me in a, such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up. I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. And my heart and my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you.
Hallelujah.
I will lift you up.
I will
magnify you.
Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Powerful God. Hallelujah.
That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Hallelujah. Joseph said, hallelujah, be the highest praise. Joseph, I hear the Lord say, hallelujah is the highest praise. I hear the Lord say, Joseph, you've been struggling with a couple, two or three things. Joseph, I hear the Lord say, you've been had a couple, two or three things before heaven. Joseph, I hear the Lord say that you've been talking to him a lot. Joseph, I hear the Lord say, you've been talking to him, and he didn't even know you've been talking to him because he's been hearing your thoughts. Yeah, I hear him say that he's been hearing your thoughts. Yeah, I hear him say he's been all up and through your heart. He said he's been all up and through your mind. Yeah. I hear him say that hallelujah be the highest praise. And I hear him say because you gave him the highest praise. He said because you gave him the highest praise. He said his blessings and his miraculous wonder is on the way. He said because you gave him the highest praise. He said his blessing and miraculous wonder is on the way.
Hallelujah.
He said hallelujah be the highest praise, Joseph. He said hallelujah be the highest praise, Joseph.
Hallelujah.
He says, I know your name, Joseph. He said, I know your name, Joseph. He says, I know your name, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, hallelujah is the highest praise. And he said, because you gave him the highest praise, he said, his miraculous wonder is on the way.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. You are tuned in too when hip hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you blessing us with your presence, man, and letting the Lord use you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
to the glory of God.
Yes.
For sure, man. Hold on. We got one more caller from 762-207. You on live when hip hop meets the Christ. What's happening?
Praise the Lord, everybody. Can you hear me?
Hallelujah. Yes, we can. Can you hear me?
This is Juilliard Kid, aka
WMA.
And it's good to hear from y'all, man. I woke up to this morning, man, and it's been a blessing to my heart. And I didn't even realize you was gonna put me on the spot there with that recorder. But when I heard that, man, I was like, oh my gosh, let me get on here and just let these guys know I'm here and God has really been blessing, and I see you know, his hand even in this broadcast.
That's right.
It's a blessing to find, you know, young people that are not afraid and ashamed to just let people know where they stand, you know?
That's right.
You know, God has been good to all of us, you know, no matter where we come from and no matter what we have or what we don't have. You know, God has been good to all of us. And,
hallelujah, you're right.
You know, it's like people, especially this time of year, you know, people get so bent out of shape about the littlest of things. You know, people try to take their life out. You know, people try to do this and try to do that, not realizing that, you know, you still have blood flowing through your body. You know, you still have air in your lungs. You still have the facilities of your, you know, your arms and your legs, and you still have clothes on your back, and you still have this and you still have that, and yet we choose to do, you know, all these horrible things to ourselves, you know, especially around this time of year, because we're worried about all that we don't have. And man, it's just it's a blessing, and it's refreshing to just, you know, step back and just see it from a different perspective, you know. And I've been on here probably about the last hour and a half or so, you know, I haven't said much. I've just been listening, and it's just, yeah, man. And it's just, it's such a blessing to hear folks just talk about, you know, we're gonna love God anyway, and we're gonna praise God anyway, and we're just gonna be a blessing to others anyway, you know. And it's just like, man, we need more of that. You know, in this day and age, man, because it's real, you know.
It's real,
like my brother said, man, it's time out. It's time out for playing games, and it's time out for hiding behind the shadows and not doing this and not doing that because you're scared, man. And I'm talking to myself, too, when I say that, you know. Like, it's time to get out and work, get your hands dirty, and don't be afraid of the outcome, the potential outcome, because, you know, the Lord God is going to give the increase anyway.
That's right.
You know, all we got to do is just put in the work and just not be afraid to work. You said what?
He said the harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. You're talking about working. Spirit of the Lord.
That's it, man.
The harvest is plentiful, but the labor is a few. And he says, as long as you're willing to do the labor, he's willing to bring the harvest. He says, as long as we're willing to do the labor, he's willing to bring the harvest. He says, as long as we are willing to do the labor. As long as we are willing to love him with all of our heart, all of our mind, and all of our soul, Spirit of the Lord saying, as long as you are willing, are willing to do the labor, then I will bring the harvest to you. He said, as long as I be lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me.
Oh, move, God, restore, restore, restore broken hearts, God, men, broken
hearts. I finally found someone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. We release God. Not our might, not our will, God, but your will be done. Your will be done. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you can see what I see. You can feel what I feel. If you can go where I'm going right now. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, if you can see. Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh, if you could only see. Wow.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For every time
you brought me through,
I make this promise.
I promise you.
I'll spend
my own way with you.
Did he say he'll never leave you? Did he say he'll never forsake you? How many of you believe it? Let me hear you in here. He won't let you down, right? He'll catch every tear. If you know him to be your father and he cares for you, come on and stand on your feet and help me praise him in here. Come on.
Oh, if he showed you what he was doing through you, boy, it would terrify you.
Thank you.
If he showed the amount of souls he's reaching through your vision, oh, it would terrify you. When he says, remember that that vision that you're carrying is not your vision, but it is my vision, and the fact that you have given my vision over to me is the very reason why I continue to allow you to see. He says, I continue to allow you to see because you will continue to show my other people what you see.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I am well pleased. 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 He says, I am well pleased.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He says, I am well pleased.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wonder he said he is. Oh,
hallelujah.
He said he's there the whole time.
Hallelujah.
He says, think it not strange those obstacles you had to encounter. He said, because those obstacles only pushed you and catapulted you to where he had intended for you to be the whole time.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he said when he sends storms and he sends struggles, he said it ain't to hurt you, it ain't to beat you, but it's to strengthen you. Yeah, he said we got to go through. He said we got to go through basic training. He said we got to go through basic training. I don't know what that means, but he told me to tell you we got to go through basic training.
Hallelujah.
He said we got to go through basic training. I still don't know what it means, but he keeps telling me to say basic training. So I'm just going to tell him to say basic training. Basic training.
Hallelujah.
Basic training is what I hear him saying. Basic training. Basic training. Oasis, you got the flow, King.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, man. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. You know what I mean? We do this for the glory of God, man. So God show up and do what he want to do at any time, man. You know what I mean? We are truly led by his spirit. We don't do this out of our flesh. We don't do this out of nothing. You know what I'm saying? But the love of God, man. You know what I'm saying? And that's for real, man. So shouts out, much love to everybody who called in, tuned in today, man, and spoke on the microphone. You know what I'm saying? Julia, Kid, O'Easy, Wanda, Joseph, Genesis, man, who are street knitted. Everybody, man. We appreciate everything, man. Right now, we going into overtime. You know what I'm saying? We still got scriptures on deck. And I want to, right now, I just want to open the microphone up to Wanda. And if you got anything that, you know, on your heart, anything that God wants you to say, we can go ahead and say that, and then we're going to get back into the scriptures as well. And when she finishes, O'Easy, you can jump in there too, man, and then we're going to jump into the scripture. Go ahead, Juan.
Yes, I just want to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The Lord is in hallelujah. This place. When I say he's in
Amen.
This place, he's in this place. And
Amen.
I feel him all over me.
Thank
and
you,
it's
Jesus.
A wonderful feeling, and we just want the world to know that when you love God, you get joy. You get
Amen.
Joy in the midst of it all. In the midst
That's
of
right.
anything that comes, he puts you and he hides you. He says, I'll sit you on my right until your enemies are under your feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he will hide you in the midst of a storm, and he'll give you joy, and he'll give you peace, and he'll give you understanding.
Hallelujah.
And you'll feel his presence. Thank you for your presence, Father God. Thank
you
for your love, Father God. Thank you
Hallelujah.
For your ministry, Father God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your kingdom, Father God. And
thank
God,
you.
I just want to say right now, thank you. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your overflow. Thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah.
For showing up and being in the midst. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm talking
Hallelujah.
About.
Title easy. Yes, sir. I just want to sing a scripture real quick. You know, I ain't the best thing in the world, but I'm going to sing this scripture right here.
Got them too.
I believe somebody, I believe somebody might need this word, right? And the word goes like this, right? Say, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Please now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity, prosperity. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. See now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Yes, Lord. Prosperity. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord, and send now prosperity to your children, Lord. This end time transfer that you set up in the Bible, that you would give the wealth of the wicked over to the righteous, is not for us to get slick, but not for us to buy nice things, but for us to preach the gospel. So, Lord, I ask you right now to transfer wealth into the hands of my brothers and my sisters, that they may push your will forth, Lord God. That
yes,
the station,
God.
And that everything that we touch may turn into prospering things, Lord God, that people be saved. We might use these finances of the world to bless your kingdom. We might use all the work and the money that the works of the evil people have worked up to get to transfer it over to the preaching of the gospel. That's your word,
yes,
Lord God. Send now
right.
prosperity, Lord God. Save
yes,
now,
Lord.
I beseech thee, O Lord. Let
yes,
your will
Lord.
Be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not that man will get the glory, but that you will get the glory. If you give us things, it's all for your glory. If you give us money, it's all for your glory. Let us be faithful stewards over what you gave us, Lord God. Let us be faithful stewards over the gifts and over the finances that we shall receive. Now let
Thank
us
you.
We look, look forward. Let us look forward to come to pass right now.
Hallelujah.
Let us see God's word. He said it ain't going to take a long time for my word to come to pass anymore.
Hallelujah.
Now that the word has been spoken and that we all stand in agreement of his word, that he will
Hallelujah.
Save now and that he will send now prosperity, we look
thank
for
you.
It. And we thank you for
Hallelujah.
It. We glorify you. In Jesus' name,
thank
we all agree
Jesus.
And we say amen.
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 You,
amen. You know
Lord,
what
Lord,
Jesus
Lord.
Said? He said, it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the
yes.
kingdom. Hallelujah. He said, it's your Father's good pleasure. Like he, that's
Hallelujah.
What makes him happy, to give you the kingdom of God, but you got
yes.
to be godly stewards over what
yes.
he gives
amen.
You. Hallelujah. Thank you,
amen.
Jesus. Man, I'm talking about,
God
man, the power of God, God strong in this
thing.
Well.
And
yes,
Lord, yes. God said, the word of God says, for it is God that gives you the power to get wealth. So
Amen.
If you're getting that wealth, you have to remember that it is God that gives you the power to get that wealth. It is also that same God that gives you the wisdom to be a steward over that wealth.
Hallelujah.
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 That's what I'm talking
yes.
about, man. Yes, sir. All right, for sure, man. All right, this is what I want y'all to do, man. Y'all hold tight. Let's go ahead and jump into the rest of the broadcast, and I'm going to push play again before we get off here, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that, man. But right now, let's go ahead and since we were looking at being looking at martyrs, let's look at a martyr from the book of Acts, the 7th chapter. We're talking about Stephen here. You know what I'm saying? Good martyr there, man. You know what I'm saying? Strong martyr there. I'm talking about they were stoning him and he did like Jesus and said, Lord, don't charge them with this. I'd be like, get him, Jesus. You know what I'm saying? But
uh-huh.
God is great. You know what I'm saying? God is great. We got to love
oh,
our enemies.
Yeah.
So it's going to take God to do it. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? One day he's going to be all in all. He was in Jesus Christ reconciling the world to himself. He told Jesus to sit at his right hand till he make his enemies his footstool, and that's what he's doing now. Because in a minute, he's going to be all in all. We're going to really be able to say, it's all God. Yes, sir. Acts
it's
the 7th chapter.
God. Yes.
Yes, sir. Acts chapter number 7. Again, shouts out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate it. But Acts chapter number 7. Going to look at verse. We will start at verse 49. Starting at verse 49. Again, we encourage everybody to get into the whole Word of God for yourself. You know what I'm saying? The whole Bible. It goes together. Forget what you heard. You know what I'm saying? Get in it to get in there for yourself. The Bible says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord
yes.
He is good."
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Acts
yes.
chapter number 7. Starting at verse 49, it says, "Heaven is my throne." This is God. "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool." Mm-hmm. Look how we acting on the footstool now. "Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool." Thinking we big and bad. You know what I'm saying? I'm running the world. I'm going to take over the world. But that's it. That's God's footstool.
Amen.
One world order. That's God's footstool. You see what I'm saying? The Illuminati on God's footstool. Come on, man.
Hallelujah.
That's
Hallelujah.
Why we don't be afraid. We exalt
Hallelujah.
Jesus the Christ, man.
Yes.
And we look at him, yes. Exalt him, magnify him, and make Satan look small. You know what I'm talking about? Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? Huh? What can you really give him? You know what I'm saying? Whatever you give him, it's already his anyway. Has not my hand made all these things? Verse 51
yes.
says, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. This is for the ones that still refuse to listen. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised
yes.
in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit. This has been the actions of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast today. You know what I'm saying? It says, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? Y'all heard prophesying going on. Y'all heard the gift of speaking in tongues going on. All these gifts of the Holy Spirit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who, look what they did. They killed those who foretold the coming of the just one. Jesus is coming. Whether you try to kill me or not, Jesus is still coming.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers who have received the law. There it is. They received the law by the direction of the angels, but they didn't keep it. How you going to receive the law, the chosen one to receive the law, but then you think the law is more important than the Lord? The Lord is the one that fulfilled the whole law, because the Bible said what the law could not do, God did through Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
yes sir.
Hallelujah.
Speak, Holy Ghost. It says, verse 54, we're going down to 60. It says, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. You know, some people don't want to hear nothing. They just can't stand the truth. You know what I'm saying? They just can't stand the truth. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. When God speak, he speak to your heart. He ain't trying to get your brain. You know what I'm saying? The battlefield is the mind, yeah, but God going after your heart. That's the realness. They were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, told you, you're not alone now. Verse 55, but he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, standing up about to receive him, not sitting down with his hands folded in judgment position, but he was. Jesus was standing at the right hand of God, ready to receive his people, carried to Christ, when Christ's going to be standing up with his arms open, welcoming you, your good and faithful servant. That's what he's going to say to you. You know what I'm saying? Your follower Christ. He's standing up, welcoming you, because you chose him.
Yes.
You've been with me from the beginning is what Jesus said. You know what I'm saying? But those that deny the Christ, get caught up in all this other worldly stuff and listen to the lies of the devil and the disobedient.
Yes.
He's going to be sitting down with his arms folded in judgment. When you come
Hallelujah.
Along, you know what I'm saying? So you want to look like it says Jesus was standing at the right hand of God. Verse 55, Acts chapter number 7. Verse 56 says, and he said, look, I see the heavens open. That was Genesis was just over there saying. He see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. They cried out with a loud voice. They didn't even want to hear. They started yelling, and they stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. This is before he became Paul. You know what I'm saying? And they stoned Stephen. They stoned Stephen as he was calling on God. Some people don't care. Oh, I'm going to call Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, calling Jesus. And they, you going to call Jesus? I'm really finna hit you now. You know what I'm saying? That don't mean Jesus ain't hearing you. That don't mean Jesus don't work. He's still all-powerful. He's still got the most powerful name.
All power. Yes,
you know what I'm saying? But you finna glorify him. So they stoned him as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down. See, he didn't even say, Lord Jesus, get him. Like Oasis would say, I'm learning now. You know what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
He said,
Hallelujah.
Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice and said, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. That sounds like Jesus on the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. I could call out angels. Mm-hmm. I could speak a word right now. Because when they came to get Jesus, they asked who was Jesus. He said, I am he. And everybody who came to get them fell on the ground. They came to pick. They, y'all big and bad. Y'all coming with the cuffs and the barrels and whatever else you got. You know what I'm saying? The weapons to come get Christ. They asked who is Christ. And he said, I am he. And everybody who came to get him fell to the ground. That's how powerful Jesus is. Lord, do not charge them with their sin. And when he said this, he fell asleep. And that goes to show you right there, even when the righteous ones die, they are just asleep. That's what it said right there. He fell asleep.
Hallelujah.
He's really the one that rests in peace. The righteous ones really the ones that rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? But when you die, go to a funeral. Well, when you go to a funeral, they putting everybody rest in peace. Everybody ain't making it into heaven. Everybody going to go up there. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get carried and buried, though. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You're going to go in there, eternal bliss, or you're going to get judged. You know what I'm saying? But they are the ones that's really resting in peace. Let's go to Romans, the 6th chapter. I'm trying to move it on along, man. I know it's getting real good. I know it'd be hard for, you know, the prophets over there to sit back.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to push play on y'all. I'm telling you, I'm going to push play. You too, Wanda. Yes, sir. Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. That's all you get from sin.
Uh-huh.
Death. The wages of sin is death. I don't care how pleasurable it is. Yeah, it's pleasurable, it's fun, it's this way, whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's pleasurable to your flesh, but it's death. The second part of that verse, Romans 6, verse 23 says, but the gift of God, the gift of God, you don't pay for this. It's a gift. It's a gift, man. Who pay for a gift? You know what I'm saying? A gift. The gift of God is something he gives you, is eternal life. And it's all in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So continue living in sin and living sinfully, and you will die and be buried.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Continue living sin and living sinfully, fully in sin, engulfed in it, letting sin rule over you, and you will die and be buried. But if you receive Jesus, you can come boldly to the throne of grace, even when you fall short. And you can confess your shortcomings to him, and he is the one that's faithful and just to forgive you. You ain't confessing your faults to nobody else, to no pope, to no man. But you go to the throne of grace, and it's on him. He is faithful and just to forgive you and restore you. And he helps us all. Sin equals death. God equals eternal life. I repeat, sin equals death. God equals eternal life. Romans the 8th chapter, man. Romans 8, verse 1, and we're going to read verse 1 and verse 18. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to worry about nothing for real. I know they singing about it. Singing about it, they ain't worrying about nothing. But there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 18 says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The flesh may trip you up, but Jesus condemned sin so that you wouldn't be condemned by God. Uh-oh. DJ Screech Scratch, bring it back. The flesh may trip you up, because the flesh ain't going to never be saved. You got two natures. You got a spiritual nature, you got a flesh nature. The spiritual nature wants to please God. The flesh nature wants to please itself. The world caters to the flesh nature. So the flesh may trip you up. It will trip you up. But Jesus condemned sin so that you wouldn't be condemned by God. Jesus was brought forth to destroy the works of Satan. That's why he was manifested, to destroy the works of Satan. 1 Thessalonians, let's go. 1 Thessalonians, I appreciate everybody who's still tuned in, man. Appreciate it. We getting this Jesus, man. Love the word over here, man. You know what I'm saying? This be an all-you-can-eat buffet, man. You know what I'm talking about? Go on and get it. You know what I'm saying? 1 Thessalonians 4. And we're going to go Start with verse number 13. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 13, it says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren or sisterin, concerning those who have fallen asleep." There it is again. They ain't dead. They falling asleep. That was Jesus told them one time, too. She ain't dead. She falling asleep. They laughed at Jesus. He put them out. All doubters go out. You know what I'm saying? Who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. So we don't sorrow when, you know, a person that walked with Christ died, like the world that has no hope, because they're just falling asleep because they had the Lord. Verse 14 says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus." If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are already asleep. Verse 16 says, "The Lord himself will descend from heaven." Oh, he's coming. Jesus is coming. "The Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds and to meet the Lord in the air. And thus," listen to this, God's people, "we shall always be with the Lord." The last part, the last sentence of verse 17, 1 Thessalonians, the fourth chapter. "We shall always be with the Lord." Jesus is still coming. You know what I'm saying? Those who are asleep in Christ shall rise first. Then those of us who are alive at the Savior's coming will be caught up together with them. And then we all will be with the Lord always. Hallelujah. And thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians. Campbell Soup. Good. Yes, sir. 1 Corinthians. Go to chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians, chapter number 15. We're going to look at verse 50. It says, "Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep." We shall not all sleep. There it is again. Not that. "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye." In a moment, in a second, you know what I'm saying? "At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." See that? We ain't afraid to die. Carried up, because we're going to be carried away by the angels. Uh-huh. Death is swallowed up in victory. Mm-hmm. Verse 55 says, "Oh, death, where is your sting?" Huh? Sting hurt, don't it? Huh. Been stung by a bee or a wasp before, you know? All right, how about bit by a roach or something? Okay. "Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, or Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." The law? What? The strength of sin is the law?
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Not the Lord. You need to let the Lord be the Lord and not the law. The law is not the Lord. The Lord is the Lord Jesus. All right? He fulfilled the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. See there? He the one give you the victory,
but
not
God.
You. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing," you got to notice, "that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." It don't matter how long it takes. You got to know that your labor ain't in vain. death is swallowed up in victory through Jesus the Christ. Mm-hmm. Let me repeat that. Death is swallowed up in victory through Jesus the Christ only. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Death is swallowed up in victory through Jesus the Christ only. Jesus is the life. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Dry enough, let me see how many more scriptures I got. One, two, three, about four. Four. All right. For sure, man. We still in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter. Again, shout out much love to all those that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Everything like that, man. But we, one thing we like to make sure on When Hip Hop Meets the Christ is, you know, you get the Christ. You know what I'm saying? The Word of God. As a matter of fact, we, you know, we're going to give it to you. You know what I'm saying? The Word says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So the Word is Jesus. So When Hip Hop Meets the Word, when hip hop meets the Christ, you're gonna get this Jesus. You know what I'm saying? 2 Corinthians 4. Faith come by hearing the word, man. Yep, 2 Corinthians the fourth chapter. And we're gonna look at verse 16. It says, therefore we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed. Day by day, angels renew one time. One angel is one time. It says renew day by day. Yes, sir. The outward man perishing, but the inward man being renewed day by day. Look at verse 17. It says, for our light affliction. That's how you got to start looking at the affliction. Oh, this light. This is my lightweight. Jesus, hell, I'm a lightweight. You know what I'm saying? For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. It's light affliction and it's only temporary. But for a moment, a second, it's working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. That's why you go through, see that? Mm-hmm. While we do not look at the things which are seen, that's why y'all think we be crazy, because we don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So God's warriors do not lose heart. We don't lose heart. Yes, the physical man is perishing, but at the same time, the inward man, the spiritual part, is being renewed day by day. Day by day. Renewed day by day. Ain't that something refreshing? Day by day. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You take a shower every day, a bath every day, so you renewed day by day. The inward man, your inward man, be renewed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind with this word of the Lord. This is lightweight, light affliction. We are victorious. Guess what else? We already won. Jesus been said it's finished.
Amen.
Why are we not acting like it ain't finished then?
Hallelujah.
We already won. The sufferings can't compare to his glory that will be revealed in us. God's warriors do not look at nor focus on the things that are seen, but we look at and focus on the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are only temporary. Yeah, if you can see it, it's passing away. The things that are not seen are eternal. So use your faith in God Almighty. I want y'all to keep your finger or pen or something in Corinthians. We coming back there. Let's go
over here to Romans 6. I think I might have just read this. Let's see. Romans 6 chapter.
Verses number 5 and verse number 9. No, I didn't read it. Romans 6, verse 5 and verse number 9. It says, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing that the Christ, having been raised from the dead, he dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over Jesus. Death no longer has dominion over the followers of Christ. You know what I mean? Dead to sin, but alive to God. You know what I'm saying? The reason the child of God is not buried but carried is because they are buried into Christ's death. by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'll repeat it. Dead to sin, but alive to God. But the reason that the child of God is not buried, but carried, is because they are buried into Christ's death by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Born twice, born twice, die once? Born twice, you die once. Born, and then be born again. You're going to die one time. You know what I'm saying? But if you're born once, you're going to face two deaths. You're going to die from the earth, and then you're going to face it, eternal condemnation again. So you best to get born again. You know what I mean? Christ died. God raised him from the dead. Therefore, death has no more dominion over him. See that? Christ did die. They killed him. God raised him from the dead. That's why death has no more dominion over him. He now has dominion over death. See? Yeah. Things change when you start looking at Jesus the right way, don't it? You know what I'm saying? You see who the all-powerful one is then. He now has dominion over death. All right? 1 Corinthians 15 back over here, and I'm getting ready to push play on Wanda. And then Wanda, you push play on Genesis. Then Genesis, you push play on No Easy, you push play. Let me see. If you got a kid on here still, we're going to do it like that. We're going to pass the mic around or what have you. So, yeah, it's going to be, I'm going to push play on you, Wanda. Then you pass it to Young G, you pass it to Julio's kid. You know what I'm saying? Because O-Easy has left the building for right now. But that's how we're going to do it, man. Let me go. 1 Corinthians 15. Read these few verses. And then it's going to be on you, Wanda. You know what I'm talking about? 1 Corinthians 15. Let's look at verses 45 through 47. And it says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. The first Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. So Jesus is the life-giving spirit. Now, who hates a life giver? That's what I want. Who hates somebody that gives life? Who hates a life giver or a life saver?
Amen.
Anybody hate doctors and nurses and stuff? You know what I'm saying? You hating Jesus, though. He give you more life than them. You know what I'm saying? He heal you. They just medicate you.
They give them life. Hallelujah.
We are here to represent the Lord, the life savior. We are here to represent the life savior, the Lord of all, the King of kings, Jesus the Christ. The first Adam was made from the dirt of the earth. The second Adam is the Lord from heaven. He balanced heaven and earth. You know what I'm saying? God balanced heaven and earth. You can't even balance a checkbook. Uh-oh. What? Yeah. Go ahead, Juan. I'm going to pass the mic to you. Go ahead, Juan, to get in. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All I can say is God's people will be living. They will have life, eternal life. They will not be buried. They will not die. They will sleep, but they will live. It's a no-brainer. Do you choose life? Do you choose life? That's all I can say about that. Do you choose life? Because if you choose life, you choose love. You choose goodness. You choose happiness. You choose to live forever. Who would turn down life?
Right.
Like you said, who hates the giver of life? Who hates the giver of life? And when you said doctors and nurses, God gave them life.
Right.
Who chooses death? We can't be confused. We can't be fooled that this is life. This is not life. This is death. This world will pass away. God's people will live forever. So why not love Jesus and choose life? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Choose life. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. Genesis.
Young chief.
As you choose life, choose love. Understand?
Hallelujah.
Choose to love the Lord your God with all your heart, and allow him
to teach you to love your fellow man. See, God is, he's not impressed with your accomplishment. We can't impress God with the size of our bank accounts or the size of our house or the location of our corporate establishment. We can't impress God with, as a matter of fact, we disgrace God with what we do to each other. We disgrace God with what we do to each other. But we honor God with what we do for each other.
I like that.
We disgrace God.
Hallelujah.
We disgrace God by what we do to each other. But we honor God by what we do for each other. See, he's disgraced.
Hallelujah.
He's disgraced when we dislike one another or we abuse one another or misuse or manipulate one another. He's dishonored and disgraced by that. But he is honored and appreciated when we love one another and we do for one another without being praised by each other. But when we give him the glory with each other, then he's glorified through us. Juilliard kid, what you got to say, kid?
Man, at the end of all this, you know, it's about life, and it's not about death, you know. Devil's really been trying to take each and every one of us out since the day that we were called for from the womb. Some of us even before then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my own personal little testimony was that my parents weren't able to conceive kids for about 10 years. The doctors told them for almost a decade that they'd never be able to have kids. And then I was the first two.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, that right there, you know, the devil can
but
fight.
God.
You know.
Hallelujah.
But God.
Hallelujah.
So at the end of the day, God has called you to live and not to die. So
Amen. Live
and don't be afraid to live. Live for him, live for God, but don't be afraid to live. You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't be afraid to. And when I say live, I'm not just talking about breathing or, you know, or you know, like not being in a grave. I'm talking about, you know, apply that same concept of life to every area, every aspect of your life. You know, if you have a business, let that business grow and live and thrive. If you have, you know, God has given you a ministry, God has given all of us a ministry, you know. Don't be afraid to let that ministry live. You know, don't try to stifle
Hallelujah. It.
Don't try to snuff it out because you're embarrassed because God has called you to be different. You know, don't be afraid to be different. Live and not
Hallelujah.
Die. You know, don't stifle yourself just because you might be a little different from everybody else or just because God has called you to a higher place than he might have called your neighbor. Don't let that discourage you. Don't be embarrassed by being different. Just live, you know, live for him, but live at the end of the day, you know.
Amen.
Don't let God have to come and resuscitate you, you know, but live
Hallelujah
while
now.
You have life in your body, while you have breath in your lungs. Live.
That's
live
right.
for him, you know, and that's all I got to say, man. At the end of the day, you know, I mean, me personally, I could care less what you're doing just as long as you're doing it for him.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord.
That's all. Just choose life. And the only life you're going to find on this earth is in him.
Hallelujah.
So choose him and live.
We appreciate you again so much, Julia. Rhonda, we appreciate you. We appreciate O'Easy. You know, me and Oasis, we do this all the time. You know what I mean? But it's so refreshing. It actually gives us rest. When we're able to pass the mic and say Wanda speak or Juilliard kid or Oasis or Street Nitty speak, it's refreshing for God to utilize the many gifts and the various anointings that he's placed in various people. And it's like the dude from the A-Team Hannibal say, man, I love it when a plan comes together. Ain't no plan greater than God's plan. I mean, me and
Hallelujah.
Oasis plan do things all the time. But when God plans to disturb your plans, that's the greatest plan that could have ever been thought of. So, you know,
right.
I want to salute y'all for staying in and not only just tuning in, but you interacted and you stayed in past the normal time of the broadcast. So, you know, I pray God that he just give y'all something special, do something special with you. He's already done something special through you. Now, I pray that he does something special for you, just for you. You understand me?
Right.
And we love y'all over here. And don't let this be the last time y'all call in and team up with us, because we're going to be mad at you. And we're going to have to ask God to forgive us for holding the grudge. So y'all come kick it with us from time to time, man. We can use the company because we get lonely on the couch, man, watching the game by ourselves. You understand?
That's what it is, man. This is when hip hop meets the Christ, man. When hip hop meets the Christ, man, I love what Julia Arquette was saying, man. Just live, you know what I'm saying? Just live. Because the last enemy that will be destroyed is death. You know what I'm talking about? The last enemy that's going to be destroyed is death. You know, in Adam, you know, being carnal minded, operating by the five senses only, in Adam, all die. And are buried by humans. You know what I'm saying? In Jesus, the second Adam, who is the Lord over all, in Jesus being spiritual minded, in Christ all live. We'll be carried away by angels, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When we leave from this earth, you know what I'm saying? And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. If you look at it now, this gospel is going all across the world now. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come from generation to generation. Now, we off the chain with our, you know what I'm saying, with this generation, we are off the chain. But we bearing witness to the generation before us, letting everybody know that, yep, Jesus is alive and well. He's coming back. He saved me. You know what I'm saying? And we always end with this verse right here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to end with this verse, Revelation 21:4. It says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. So don't focus on your past, man. Focus on the present. And Lord, lead us and guide us as we go throughout this day. In Jesus' name. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll holler at y'all next Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Come on, y'all!
Spirit.